For American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. President Donald Trump is to unveil a significant medical and scientific finding for U.S. children this afternoon, stating that he believes there may be an answer to autism. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt spoke at the White House press briefing today and explained this could be a big step to helping make America healthier.
This will be a powerful display of how the entire Trump administration is committed to addressing root causes of chronic conditions and diseases, embracing full transparency in government, and championing gold standard science.
The White House is expected to claim that Tylenol use during pregnancy is linked to autism, even though researchers have said that the condition likely has no single cause and that there's little scientific evidence connecting Tylenol to autism. New details are emerging about a potential deal to let the social media app TikTok continue to operate in the U.S. Here's Fox Business's Edward Lawrence.
The algorithm will be leased from TikTok into the United States in a new company, a new joint venture. But the deal will then largely follow the deal was kind of structured under the first Trump administration, where Oracle will house all of the data within the U.S. The senior administration official says the data from the U.S. will be walled off from the Chinese. Now, an executive order will be signed later this week saying that the TikTok deal does meet the requirements of the law. President Trump's going to sign that. That starts a 120-day clock for when these security measures, new ones, go into effect. There will also be a multi-billion dollar fee paid by the U.S. government for help in negotiating this deal.
President Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping are looking to meet in South Korea in a few weeks. Authorities said a suspected gunman fired shots into an Amazon facility in the West Georgia city of Columbus and died after a brief standoff with police. The shooting happened before dawn today at the Amazon warehouse on the city's east side. Columbus police said the suspect fired multiple shots into the facility from the outside. A religious freedom legal organization is joining with the U.S. Department of Education and others to launch a civics education coalition. More from AFN's Bob Kellogg.
First Liberty President Kelly Shackelford says the coalition consists of about 40 organizations working together to promote civics education throughout America, because most people don't know the structure of our government and how it operates.
The problem is most people aren't taught civics in schools anymore. We just had a U.S. senator a couple of weeks ago show that he doesn't even know the Declaration of Independence or the very basis of our freedoms. So there's a lot of education that needs to be done. And
he says the reason students and young adults are drifting into socialism is because they are not being taught the truth of our country.
This is education of teachers, of parents, of private school, of public school, of kindergarten all the way through college. We're going to have lecturers that are going to be speaking at colleges. We're going to have teacher symposiums. We're going to have a tour that goes into every state. And
he says the curriculum effort is going to get underway officially in January as America begins to celebrate its 250th anniversary. I'm Bob Kellogg.
Fox says researchers have found that chronic insomnia can significantly increase the risk of dementia. In a study published by the journal Neurology, 14% of people with chronic insomnia developed mild cognitive impairment or dementia, compared to 10% of those who did not have the sleep disorder. The San Francisco Bay Area was rocked by an earthquake this morning. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the magnitude 4.3 quake was reported in the Berkeley area just before 3 a.m. local time. People posted online that they felt their home shake. A few stores in Berkeley had some damage. Fox Weather says rounds of heavy rain and storms will create a flood threat from the plains to the mid-Atlantic this week. Fox Weather's Michael Estime and Keanu Lewis.
So, St. Louis, Paducah, Kentucky, where you're seeing the pumpkin orange, Lexington, we're talking to you. And note that this graphic is through Thursday, mm-hmm. So this is through the end of the work week. We're talking about, you know, multiple inches, plural, yeah. Of rain.
And I want to highlight this, too, because flash flooding possible each day, mm-hmm. Not just a one-day thing.
Western North Carolina braces for possible flooding as the one-year anniversary of Helene approaches. And that is a wrap on news for this time around. We invite you to find more news at AFN.net.